A few years ago, this half acre in southeast Portland was an empty lot. Now, it's a densely planted farm. Tomatoes are ripening on the vines, and the lemon cucumbers are nice and juicy. But David Beller, the farm's coordinator, is not happy about the fields.
Did everyone come here and feel how dry this is?
I can't believe this stuff is even alive.
Oh, they thought like that. It doesn't have to put water in.
You thought you didn't need to water this very much?
Yeah.
The farmers Beller is working with are all refugees from Bhutan. They arrived in Portland a couple of years ago. And they're all part of the New American Agriculture Program at Mercy Corps Northwest. The group is known for its international development work, but John Haynes directs the local arm, which helps people right here in the Northwest.
We started working with refugees, engaging them in urban agriculture in 2004, with the motivation that that food is a connector, and there was growing interest in local food, and the refugees were coming with motivation, some skills in growing.
This idea of small urban plots where people can earn supplemental income close to their homes is now a part of refugee resettlement programs all over the country. There are Somali Bantus farming in Boise and refugees from Burundi farming in Seattle. When Bal Tiwari moved to Portland from a Nepali refugee camp, he was excited to have the opportunity to farm again. In fact, he says through a translator, he was just glad to find that America even had farms.
He said that he never think they will get an opportunity to work in the farm because they said that America is like they don't have any kind of agriculture production, and he thought that they will get all the things from the out of country.
But becoming an American farmer is still a big adjustment for refugees. First off, they speak very little English and often have had very little education. Then they have to learn about the American Northwest climate. Finally, back home, many refugees practiced a casual subsistence agriculture, growing on far-ranging fields. Here, farm manager David Beller says they've got to learn how to grow on dense urban plots.
For example, like these farmers are really into planting beans spaced out farther than I like, and they're convinced that it's like the best way to grow beans and they're easier to pick and better quality, and I'm like, I'm convinced that exactly the opposite. So there's a healthy tension between different practices.
The hard work is paying off. These plots grow enough vegetables to sell to local farmers markets, a few restaurants, and members of their community-supported agriculture program. And Director John Haynes says the benefits go beyond the economic.
They get some connectivity to the wider community. They're comfortable getting on a bus going across town. They get comfortable with selling at a market. So we find it's a way to bridge isolation as much as provide a modest income.
And, of course, there are also the edible benefits, as Pabi Tiwari explains through a translator.
They are getting the fresh vegetables and the fresh fruits. They don't have to pay in market. It's kind of free food and the fresh food, yeah.
Although, as Nisha Bosnet laments, it's not quite as good as back home.
We have very sour tomato in Nepal, and here it's like kind of sweet or something. It's not this good like Nepal.
The Nepali farmers hope that they'll be able to get seeds for their native tomatoes and beans someday and grow them right here in the Northwest. In Portland, I'm Dina Pritchett.